Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in, hour number three. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio on a Worship Wednesday, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there with an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson. For people just joining us, Mark and I co-hosted a long-running radio show in Detroit together for more than 10 years. And what was our first show, Mark? You said 25 years ago?
It'll be 25 years later on. And when we flip the calendar in a few days to 2023, it'll be later in 23, but that'll be, Mark, a quarter century since we did our first one.
That's unbelievable.
And every time I do this with you or something, we've done podcasts in the past. We have podcasts on our Parker and the Man page.
Yes.
I think about all the appearances and live shows. How many, dude, hundreds and hundreds of live appearances where so many great people came out to see us, and we were always humbled by that.
And you know what? I've always been humbled by. I gotta admit this. Let's say this real quick. And
okay,
is I always appreciated Mark for, you know, having us name the show Parker and the Man without having his name on it. Mark's a big time broadcaster. He's an excellent voice. Had his big name recognition in Detroit, and yet he went along with it because he thought that it sounded right and it sounded good, and he accepted the name The Man.
And the other side of it was, as long as my name wasn't on it, if it failed, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, that's the other part.
It wasn't my problem.
No, but I always, you know, I was always appreciative of that.
No, I liked that, and I liked the, you know, it worked. Mark the Man Wilson, I it just worked. I'm not. Am I really the man? No, but
you are the man.
No, according to you. But it worked, and I loved the name of it, and I liked the whole concept. Did I ever give you pushback on anything?
No.
Really?
No.
Seriously?
And you need to know, when we were doing the show, I was a columnist for the Detroit News, and I traveled, and I did a lot of things, and Mark had to hold it down all the time.
I always said to Rob, I'm going to protect that column. That was a big deal.
No doubt. And we did. We had a lot of fun, and anytime you could fill in, when Chris isn't here, it's always cool to get you back in. All right, so let's talk about this, and you'll love this because the big news in the NFL today was that the Raiders announced that they're going to bench Derek Carr, and that's it for the season. He's going to go away from the team so that they can, let Jared Stidham start the last two games. Of course, he came from the Patriots, where Josh McDaniels is comfortable with him and knows him and all that. But the other thing is, there's a talk. We just heard Eddie House, who's a big Raiders fan, and the first thing he says is talking about the whole Tom Brady. They're going to get Tom Brady, and he'll be reunited with Josh McDaniels, and Tom Brady will be, 46 by the time we get to next season? I think he's 45 now. And, Mark, the other story that's out there that's big is that T.O., Terrell Owens, right? I guess his agent has been in contact. He's 49 years old. Now, T.O. is in great shape. But he wants to play.
T.O.'s always been in great shape.
He wants to play again, Mark.
I'm sure he does.
And my question to you now is, has kind of Tom Brady muddied the water a little bit? Or, the idea of players playing.
Old guys?
Yeah, old guys still playing or wanting to still play. Especially, I'm sure these players see the money that's on the table, the way the rules are, like you can't bash quarter. If this was Tom Brady playing in the 80s or the 90s, he wouldn't still be playing.
No, there's a lot. Yeah, you're right. And there's a lot to unpeel. You got a lot of stuff going in there. And the T.O. thing at 49.
Yes. But
the idea that Brady would next year play for the Raiders because McDaniels is there and he had him in New England. And Mark Davis is in love with Guy. He was in love with Derek Carr, too, at one point because of the dreamy eyes and the women love him. But this is not new where a guy, and I saw this today even before you told about T.O. at 49, and he hasn't played since 2010. The last time he played, he was 37. He had 72 catches that year, 9 touchdowns, and he says he's still running a 4.5 40. Whoop-de-doo. But this isn't new. Gordie Howe played at 52. Jamie Moyer played to 49. George Blanda played. Morton Anderson, my Michigan State buddy, played till he was 47, 48. Chris Chelios. Remember we had Chelly? And remember he told us specifically he wanted to play to 50, Rob?
Right. I do remember, sure.
Chelly, we would do shows from Chris Chelios' Chili Bar in Detroit, and Chelly would come on a lot with us, and he was bound to determine. He almost made it.
Right.
I think he played with the Thrashers when he was 48 or 49, and then he finished his career.
He was a huge baseball fan. I love Chris Chelios.
Oh, yeah. No, Chelly to this day, huge baseball fan.
Yeah.
Chicago guys in Chicago now and spends time in California. But anyhow, T.O. at 49 doesn't surprise me. And if some numbnut wants to go and sign him, whether it's Jerry Jones or somebody else, then fine. I mean, look, it's all about who's going to pay you money to do something. You can rip on Tom Brady all you want, but what money are you taking away from that guy? By the way, when you leave the game, you make $0 million and it doesn't multiply.
No, I get that, but it's just the idea of at this age, and what I get it, they have everything's better now, Mark. They have better trainers, and they hire people to take care of their bodies, and they eat right, and they got everybody's got a masseuse, and it's just it's
Rob,
way,
would you want to see
T.O.?
Would you look? I'd never, I did that Steve Mariucci show, another show I did on the radio with. And he had T.O., of course, in San Francisco, and he told some great stories about T.O. even back then, the Sharpie thing and everything. But and that's when he was famous for saying, forward we go. Do you want to see in 2023 another Terrell Owens play football? Do you want to see it?
If he could play and if he could help, I mean, it's not like you're going to watch some big overweight guy who
he's
doesn't
He's pushing
belong.
50. Do
I,
you
I
want
get
to
it.
See T.O. play?
I think I would be, Mark, willing to give a guy like he's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of guy, like as far as physique and staying in shape and the way the game is set up now, he's not going to be blazing speed, but could he still catch the ball? And the way they throw the ball now, Mark, and the way you have to protect receivers, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're going to get your block knocked off in this game.
You could, but you risk it. Look, we were talking about just Tua. You're playing football in the national highest level. You always risk injury. You always risk getting
right.
Injured.
But I guess my thing is, if you're a fan or a team, do you totally discount him just based on age? Is what I'm saying. And as Tom Brady, as you look and say this guy's 45 and he's still playing, so why shouldn't other guys in their mid 40s or over 45? Still have an opportunity if they can play, Mark. If they can play, or should you be totally turned off once you hear T.O.'s 49 and go, no way,
he's in the Hall of Fame.
No,
he's in the Hall of Fame. He's got a million catches, a million yards. He's already got what he wanted out of his career. Hey, people in Chicago, if the Bears signed T.O., you'd be thrilled with that? Hey, people in Cincinnati, you really want
T.O.
to play?
Or would you look at it as a gag or like, this is ridiculous. Why would your team sign
up? No, this is a serious thing. He wants to play. He wants someone to bite on him. He wants someone to sign him.
Well, he's seen teams looking at receivers. You know, they were entertaining OBJ, and OBJ wasn't even ready to play, and teams are whining and dining him and all that. So he's probably saying, you know, there's a spot. They need a receiver. They need somebody.
I've stood next to Terrell Owens in post-game situations. He's a specimen. He always has been. I doubt it's much different at 49, probably a little.
No, I've seen him. I see him on IG. I mean, all he does is work out. He looks great. And I'll tell you this, Mark, he has come to USC and spoken to a few of my classes, my sports writing classes.
I think I knew that. I think I saw that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And he's tremendous, matter of fact. And he offered his services the first time, and I really appreciated that. I thought that was pretty cool, and for players to get a feel for him, you know what I mean? So,
I think it sounds like you want him to do this.
I wouldn't be against it if you go and try out and you play and you...
Is it the position he plays, though? And if he was a quarterback, you'd think different? Because you don't want Brady to play at 45.
Yeah, well, Brady's bad right now. I'm saying T.O. would
What I'm saying is it the position, because how bad can you be at receiver unless you're dropping balls all the time?
You can be bad, or you can't get open, or you're too slow, or whatever it is.
But you can always fix an offense to make some success for Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
You can fix the offense for that.
So you're not – all right. So I'm saying I would be open to anybody playing if they can prove and show that they can play. I'm not going to be an ageist. Is that the right term?
That's an ageist. And I'll go this way. I'll say this. If he's only coming back to play to 50, I don't want him. If he's only coming to do that, if he really is serious about helping a team win, then I'd take my chance.
He never won a Super Bowl, so he has something to play for.
I get that. So there you go.
All right.
So that would be the difference for me, rather than just saying, well, I want to play at 49 and 50 because I'll be the oldest player ever.
Okay, Rob G., would from a fan's perspective, would you look at your team and go, oh, okay, I'm cool with this, or be like, this is a joke?
Depends if he can play.
See, so you're open to the idea,
yeah.
Right?
And look, if we're talking about Dallas, right? Because that's allegedly who he's or reportedly been in contact
with. Supposedly, he's got a couple of teams that are interested.
Well, his agent said specifically they've been talking to Jerry Jones the last few days, right?
All right, that makes
sense.
They
just picked up T.Y. Hilton,
right?
And according to people in the Dallas area, the beat writers, they brought him in because all he's basically going to do is run fly routes,
right,
and just try to draw attention away from CeeDee Lamb and Tony Pollard and Dalton Schultz, just open it up for them. I'm willing to bet, I'm not certain, but I'm willing to bet good money that if you were to just time them in the 40, that T.O. could beat T.Y. Hilton.
Probably. And Rob G., you know T.O. is in excellent
phenomenal
shape.
He
is. He don't look like
he's almost
50 years old.
I liked it that T.Y. was back with the Cowboys.
Yeah?
I did. I like T.Y. Hilton.
Well,
and he made the biggest catch of their season, probably on that third and 30.
Rob G's right.
No doubt.
A big one.
Imagine if T.O. did that. He'd run to the center of the star, do the T.O. sign. It would have been fantastic.
A little popcorn.
That would be fun. Right?
I would have been all over that.
No doubt. All right. Would you be on board with T.O. returning to the NFL at age 49? We want to hear from you, 877 877- 99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Yes, we'll continue this conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple with the man, Mark Wilson, in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, Alex, Rob G, and Nick there on the other side of the glass. Stick and stay.
For possibly some holiday bowl talk in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is The Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson in for Chris Broussard. I'm a woman! And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And coming up in about 9 minutes, we're going to talk with Devin Garner, the former Michigan quarterback and Fox Sports college football analyst.
What is with you and all these guys, the great players in the state of Michigan?
I know.
You got Jennings, you got Gardner, the pride of Inkster High School.
Well, that's because of you. That's because of you.
I guess so, even though he's a Wolverine, but that's fine with me. He's a great guy.
That's right. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking about the old guys. Tom Brady, as he bloodied the water, Mark, where older guys think that Brady's still playing at 45, why can't I? And if you're a fan, would you be have issue with a team signing T.O. at age 49 if you needed a receiver?
You know, it happens in hockey. We just had Jaromir Jagr, I think, did make it to 50. I didn't, playing overseas where he back in Czechoslovakia, wherever he was.
Right.
But again, there's guys, this isn't new, that guys want to play until you rip the jersey off, and Willie Mays tripping around third, Rob.
I know, we all saw it. All right, Mark, 877-99 on Fox. I know we got people want to chime in.
Eric in Arizona, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, hello, gentlemen. I definitely want to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yes, but, thank you.
You know, Brett Favre said it best. As long as they're going to pay me, he's going to keep coming back. But,
sure.
You know, go for a TO. But if the if LT said he wanted to come back and help my San Diego Chargers make a playoff run, I'd be all for it. So go for a T.O. Go for a T.O.
All right, Eric, that's fine. I mean, some players would go like, some fans would be like, this is a joke. You know, we're not serious about winning. We're running an old folks home. What, you know, and then you'd say, you know, if we assign another old guy, you know what the pregame meal would consist of, Mark,
right? Here we go. Here we go. One time, first time. Go ahead.
Sodium-free bacon. Decaf coffee and a chest x-ray. You know what I mean?
I knew it was coming.
Yes, you did. Who we got next?
Trucker Don is in Boston.
Trucker Don!
Trucker Don, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
There we go. We hope you had a good holiday, Trucker Don.
Great holiday. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Mark, welcome. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Don.
Any partner of Rob Parker is a friend of mine. So
my man.
4,000 shows, Trucker Don, we've done together. 4,000.
Unbelievable.
4,000 is my number for Rob.
That is awesome. Hey, your T.O.'s too young for Social Security and probably doesn't have eligibility left.
He's still 13 years away.
So Trucker Don, you wouldn't have a problem with it. If he can compete and he goes out there and he's in shape and can play, would you have an issue?
Always been a T.O. fan, and if anybody could pull it off, it's him. So, no, I'd be curious to see.
Yeah, I mean, you, and if somebody could pull it off, it would be him.
But, hey, Don, you know when you said he was too young for Social Security?
Yeah.
I would tell you, but not by much.
No, not much at all.
No. Hey, Trucker Don, man, have a happy new year. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you, bud. You take care, and we'll see you in the new year.
No doubt.
There you go, Don.
Yep, be careful. Go ahead, Mark. 877-99 on Fox.
Ron is in the state of California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Hi, Ron.
How you fellas doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
Not too bad, man. I'm on my way home from work and just listening to the show. So, my opinion, man, I've always been – I'm a Niners fan, so, you know, big T.O. fan. But – if he can still go out there and compete, you know, I say let him take a shot. The only people that, in my opinion, that are going to be salty or going to be running their mouths saying that he's too old or whatever is the ones that he's taking their position or the defense that can't cover him. I mean, that's normally how it goes, you know. The haters are the one.
Well, look, I always say, look, I think that longevity, there's something to be said for longevity in sports. I think there's a fascination with it. I don't think it's always a gimmick. Jimmy Moyer is the one that I always think about because Jimmy Moyer.
He pitched till he was, what, 44?
He went to 49.
Wow, I didn't even realize that.
In fact, his last pitch he ever threw was for the Las Vegas Aces in AAA up in Reno.
Thanks, Ron, for the call.
And he was hoping to sign, I think he was with the Blue Jays at the time or the Royals or something, and they never brought him back up. So the last pitch he ever threw was in Reno, Nevada. But he wanted to pitch to 50, just didn't get there.
And you remember Tommy John pitched for, I think he pitched 27 seasons in a major, Tommy John.
Yeah, I think, he might have gone to 45, 46. Obviously,
right?
Nolan Ryan went long, but he was still successful. A lot of people have done it. It's not news.
877-99 on Fox, Mark. Let's squeeze a few more in.
Manuel in Gardena, California. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Hello.
Rob Parker. Parker, I'm the man.
What's up, Manuel?
I don't know if you know Mark Wilson. Not to be confused with ex-LA Raider quarterback Mark Wilson.
No, that Mark had a C at the end of his name. Yes, yes.
But, hey, man, you're in the presence of a Comedy Store legend right there, one Rob Parker.
Oh, I know. You don't got to tell me twice.
He finally got his chops up.
I saw it.
He did a set at the Comedy Store, man. I was in attendance. And, you know, man, Rob is a salt of the earth guy. I mean, he'll literally sell you the clothes off his back.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Well, literally. That's literally.
I personally love the guy. And, hey, I could see, man, T.O. and Rob Parker doing some team building on that Golden Girls cruise.
Hey, you know it. And the best part about it, what is it, Manuel, about the Golden Girls cruise?
You ain't turning down nothing but your collar, my man. That's the best part of it. You know, hey. And the early bird special.
That's right.
Not only the early bird special, Rob's going to get a little bit of kitty fat with that special.
Man,
but,
boy.
Hey, fellas, on the real, I'm disappointed in the Raiders. I'm a big Raider fan. I don't think you throw in the towel like this. Hey, man, I don't know if Carr's the long-term answer anymore, but, hey, go through the whole season with.
You're right. They're not even eliminated from the playoffs.
I think Derek Carr, to be honest, needs a change of scenery. I think it's time for him to leave Oakland, now Las Vegas.
It's amazing.
He needs to leave the silver and black.
All right, thanks for the call. We got one more to squeeze in.
Yeah, Braden in Boise, Idaho. What's up there, Brazen? Braden, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Good, we're good. How are you?
Braden in Boise is Brazen.
You guys keep me company while I drive for Amazon at night.
But man, thank you.
Yeah, I think, I think Teal can still play. He's been playing in those, the semi-pro indoor leagues. And, you see on social media from time to time, he goes viral because he's still in great shape.
Yeah, he's in great shape. It's not like you wouldn't question whether or not, he's prepared or be ready to play.
Okay, careful what you wish for. I get the other leagues he played in. He's now going to be playing studs that are half his age.
Yeah.
Guys, come on. And they're going to be out for you know what. They want to take a hit on
No,
on
I'm not PO. Saying it's going to be like a piece of cake, but he's going to be in shape. That's the big thing, so.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Right here on Fox Sports Radio, we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And Devin Gardner has to be a cancel, Mark. He's one of the millions who are caught up in this airplane minutia.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
So his plane was delayed for like 3 hours, and now he's just getting on or something. So he thought he would obviously be
They've even coined flightmare with this thing.
Is that what it's flightmare?
Flightmare.
Yeah. And I don't know. Southwest is like, 65%
incredible.
That canceled 65%?
Most of our Southwest flights, their whole systems have just been out. This is the worst thing ever in terms of flying and traveling at holidays.
Crazy. But we want to talk about some college football here. Rob G, this has been my biggest issue with them wanting to up the number of college playoff teams, Mark, and how you're going to diminish the other bowl games. They're not going to have a meaning because there's too many people, too many other games. There's already an issue going on here. And Rob G, they're talking about trying to make some changes, right?
Oh, they're trying to make some big changes. Nick Carparelli, he's the executive director of Bowl Season, which is the organization that operates all the bowl games, save for the college football playoff. Now, he's expected to meet with a number of athletic directors and presidents, things like that, to reorganize and, for lack of a better word, fix the bowl season. Here are a few of the things that they want to examine when they meet here after the season. They want to make it so that 6-6 teams are no longer the minimum to get into a bowl. Because, recently we've had 5-7 teams get in because of bowl affiliations with conferences. So if they didn't have a 6-6 team, they'd have a 5-7 team.
Right, and they have to meet that academic requirement to be at the top of that list.
They want to make it so that if you're a sponsor of a bowl, that there will be more standard name, image, and likeness payments to the players participating in said bowl. That's another one. They want to expand and incorporate more bowls into the expanded playoff field. So if you're going to have an 8-team playoff, rather than it just being the two semis and the championship, you might have the Liberty quarterfinal bowl, whatever it is you want to call it. And last but not least, they want to establish more flexibility in these conference bowl affiliations, which means you're not only going to have the fifth place SEC team versus the sixth place Big Ten team. They might jiggle things around so you have more competitive games moving forward.
So, in other words, a mess.
Yes.
I mean, you're a college guy. You went to Michigan State, and I want to hear your take on this because I'm against all of this.
Rob, what's the word you love so much, Meshuga?
Meshugana. It's Meshugana.
Okay,
it's crazy.
Look, I'm usually all for wacky stuff and expansions. I'm usually that guy. College football's different. It's a whole different animal. I don't think you can come up with four. Look, the four teams that are in, Michigan, TCU, Ohio State, and Georgia. Ohio State backed in.
Thank you.
Ohio State paid no penalty. I wanted to do this with Devin Gardner. no penalty for getting killed at home in Columbus. Second year they lose to Michigan. They paid no penalty. The minute after that game was over, people wanted Ryan Day's head on a platter. And the guy's 45-5 and 31-2 in the conference. And they wanted it because he lost twice in a row to Michigan. What did he do? He backs in. He has a chance to win the national championship. Because they couldn't find anybody else. Alabama's got two losses, and they played Austin Peay. Whammy, whammy, moo, moo.
But that's the problem with this, Mark. And
that's
even,
what I'm saying. You can't find four teams to fit.
And now you're going to expand it to 12?
Ridiculous.
How?
Those other eight teams will have no business being even involved. Even if they could trip their way through a couple of wins and win the thing, you're going to have some team win the thing that you know should not even have been able to be in the playoffs.
And, Mark, Rob G, we've gone over this over and over, and Rob G's pulled the numbers. The games that we've had with just the four teams have mostly been blowouts and double-digit
losses.
Mostly,
right.
Mark.
Mostly,
like, those games aren't even competitive. You remember when Michigan played Georgia last year?
When Michigan State played Alabama, they should have just phoned it in.
They shouldn't have gone. They weren't competitive.
No.
And now we're going to open it up and tell people that they're going to have 12 teams and they're going to be good games? How?
But, Rob, it's just money. It's a greed. College football, college sports just will never be satisfied. I guess they want more money, more money, more money.
Yeah, but you're starting
money,
to kill
it's a money suck. That's what it is. It's
killing,
a money thing.
Killing like traditions.
They don't
killing,
care.
They don't care anymore.
They don't care.
It's like USC and UCLA leaving the Pac-12. Well, we don't
which
care.
Is which I hate.
Right.
I hate them coming to the Big Ten. I don't want UCLA and USC there. And I had to put up with Maryland and Rutgers, which is I guess okay.
And Rutgers in the Big East. In the Big Ten, Mark. Come on.
Look, that tradition, when they added Penn State, then Nebraska came in later, I thought, okay, maybe we'll stop there. No, they added two. Now they're going to add the other two. It's a jingle-jangle jumble of things that college football is trying to do, and it's all money-based. That's all it is. Not a shocker. It's all about the dough.
It's so bad, and
When Rob G was reading, I saw that earlier today. I didn't read like he did, and I wanted the details and specifics. And I just rolled my eyes when Rob G did a great job reading it, but I was just rolling my eyes. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing to the sport? It's not even a sport. It's this, that. But if you can't seriously come up with four, why would I want to add six, eight more? I still don't like the expansion at all. And this wacky stuff they want to do, I'm not at all involved with.
Because
I couldn't take it.
It's
not into it.
We are such a money grab where it comes to sports, and it's sad. It really, really is, and I can't. How much is enough? Like how much, Mark? You don't care about the quality of play. It's just how much more money can we squeeze out of the networks? And it's got to be those games. It's got the only thing people watch, Mark, are sporting events, right? Live sporting events and national news. That's the only thing that rates. Nothing else rates on television.
Right, that's pretty close to true. And the other part of it is, as far as the NIL, the name, image, likeness, I am glad for that. I am glad that the kids are able to get something out of the deal and make their own deals and do the right thing, pay them, give them something. There was no other way to pay a pay structure could happen in college sports. You'd have too much Title IX stuff and whatnot would just be restrictive. But the NIL is at least something that, and I hope that this, if you're going to do this, incorporate more of that.
Just so crazy. It's where we are now.
Don't you like the NIL?
I do. No, I love that. I think because, Mark, they've been, killing the players
killing
for
them.
A long time,
killing
taking
them.
All that money and making those guys have like nothing.
For the people that say, well, they get a scholarship and they get $20 for a pizza or they get some.
Right.
It's not enough. It's not enough when you're pulling in billions. Now, if you want to go down to millions again, I'd go with that.
Me too.
Or hundreds of thousands. But you go billions? That's not good enough.
Or when you'd have to, Mark, show your ID, to get into the games on campus, right?
When you can show your ID
right.
to get into the football games, we can go back to all that.
We can do all that and take the money away. All right, the bar has been lowered once again by the NBA. We'll explain that. It is the Odd Couple with the man, Mark Wilson, filling in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay
America!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
We are wrapping up a Worship Wednesday here on The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
What are you talking about, Willis?
That's right. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson filling in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And
we're already done? We're finished?
It's a wrap. And I am thankful that the man Mark Wilson, my buddy, my friend, my longtime radio partner, could fill in. Anytime I could get you on the radio, my man, I love it.
I know, I appreciate you. Look, as I said, don't get me started. Don't make me compliment you.
No doubt. Hey,
I'm sentimental in my old age.
I will say this. I just finished watching the ending here of the Nets and the Hawks. I did pick the Nets. They didn't cover, Mark, so Shekel City didn't work well for me in this game. But the Nets did win. They held on.
Okay.
And they've now won 10 in a row, Mark. People didn't think when they fired Steve Nash that was the right thing. It was the right thing. They've turned this season around.
Not only that, but you know what they're doing? They're finding ways to win that they didn't before.
Yeah. Nope. They pulled it out. They were down most of this game, came back, took the lead, and wound up winning by a point tonight in Atlanta. All right. We got to talk about this. There's a story. Who was it? Kevin Love, Mark, said that he thinks that the Cavaliers should retire Kyrie Irving's jersey. And I know Kyrie Irving hit one of the biggest shots. It was a three-pointer, right, that beat the Warriors and helped the Cavaliers complete a 3-1 comeback, the first time in the history of the NBA Finals. And it was a magical moment. But can we stop with giving everybody a statue and retiring their numbers? Mark, he played there for how many years, Rob G? Like six years?
Six years.
Yeah. And Mark, he won a championship. That's cool. You can't retire everybody's number.
Number one, it's Cleveland, so you can because it's Cleveland. I'm not ripping Cleveland. I love Cleveland. I love all of Ohio. I'm rolling my eyes a little bit. But he was 24 when he when he left.
Right.
You would retire a guy. He was 24 years old. He played six seasons. He had good numbers.
No, he did, of course. He's a good player.
He averaged 21 a game. He's an 88% free throw shooter there. I think he's a career 88%er in the NBA. But he was 24. I mean, what is he, Lou Boudreau, who was a player manager for the Cleveland Indians at 24?
I just
it's Rob. It's Cleveland. I think that there's a different standard in Cleveland when it comes to other superstars.
But Mark, we're starting to see this all over the place. Like they're just everybody's great. Everybody's this. Everybody's enough with all this high praise and guys can play and the same thing. And then you see the worst part, right? Is how in the world didn't the Pittsburgh Steelers retire Franco Harris's number, Mark, while he was alive? And we had to have him die?
Can you believe that? I didn't realize they didn't retire his
number.
They
just did it this past Sunday.
I couldn't believe it. I said, no, come on, they did Franco years ago.
No.
R.I.P. Franco Harris. But they did, come on, they did him years back in the 80s, they retired. Before he was done, they retired his number.
Now, that's a guy whose number should have been retired, right?
Long time ago,
but this idea, it's not a diss if you don't have your number retired.
But Kevin Love is saying that he thinks it's when Kyrie's all said and done, when the story is written, that he should go back and get the jersey retired for six great seasons, I suppose, in Cleveland.
Mark, stop.
I know, but look, Cleveland doesn't have much to go on. They've got one NBA title. They haven't ever won a Super Bowl, and baseball hasn't done anything since 1948 or whatever.
I get all that, and I told you, what they should do is put a statue out in front of the arena there in Cleveland, and it's a statue of LeBron. In one hand, he has a basketball. In the other hand, he has a suitcase.
Suitcase.
That's it. I mean, how great would that be? Tell me.
I don't know what you're going to do when he's about 600 points away from breaking Kareem's record.
That's
for most points in a career, which I think he should be honored for. Some people think he should just hand the ball off like Barry Sanders and move on with the game. But that's pretty good with the statue and the suitcase. And I mean, I guess. You know, I've always been a proponent of LeBron moving around, but I know where you stand.
I think it should be for – like, you know how I am with my baseball. Matter of fact, I just mailed in my Hall of Fame ballot.
That's January 24th. That'll be January 24th.
It's got to be postmarked by the 31st, so I sent it in today. And Mark, it's like that. To me, if there's any debate about whether or not your number should be retired, right, or you being in the Hall of Fame, it tells you all you need to know, right? If we have to debate it.
Like you said, and I've always agreed with, not everybody has to be in the Hall of Fame. Sometimes you just have a great career and can be honored in other ways.
Right.
And not everybody has to have a jersey sitting on a wall. It doesn't have to be that way. Too many jerseys. The Yankees don't even have a single number left.
Right. But they've won 27 championships.
I get that. They've earned the honor of retiring those numbers. There's not a – I think when Jeter's 2 went up, there was no more single numbers for the Yankees.
No. And you look on that team now, and if Judge stays healthy, he probably is the next one.
Easy. Who wants 99 after him anyhow?
Exactly. Nobody. So, but yeah, I think we've gotten carried away with too many accolades.
I did see that about Kevin Love, though. I thought that was a little mistimed that Kevin Love would talk about Kyrie Irving. He's only 30 now.
Right. It's just
not
because
he's 50.
Kyrie came back, and you know what I mean? I'm sure there was some conversation. Hey, he played there. So, you know, somebody looking for a good story, Mark, threw out the Kyrie thing probably to him and talked about Kyrie's time in Cleveland or whatnot, and there you go. You wind up getting a little story and a little juice and some clicks, right? That's what wound up happening.
He got some clicks. I saw it originally. I said, do I even have to go here to look at this?
And tonight, Kyrie had 15 of his 28 in the fourth quarter.
Well, put up the retired jersey now for that.
So should the Hawks retire it since he had it in Atlanta? Is that it?
Sure. Retire it.
I'm good
with that.
I'm done with that. So here we are.
No, I know, but it's always been our kind of both of our jams about not everybody has to be in the hall. And not everybody has to have a jersey retired.
Not at all. And it
sometimes
doesn't. And,
you just have a
and
great
it's okay.
Career.
And it doesn't mean that you are a bum. And that's what I think.
It means you have a great career and you're honored in other ways and you got paid very well.
Exactly. So there you go. Like you for filling in for Chris Broussard tonight.
Oh,
you got paid very well. But his
off
name is the man, Mark Wilson. I've been on a plane before where a listener of ours said, "Hey, man. Break me off a piece. He wanted a piece of his cookie. Hey, man, break me off a piece."
How about the one where the guy said, "Hey, way to be relevant, chubby."
That's right. That too. Well, his name is the man, Mark Wilson. Thanks for filling in here on the Odd Couple.
Thank you, Rob Parker. Thank you, all you guys, all you Detroit people, too, and around the country.
No doubt. On
Happy
this
New Year.
Worship Wednesday. That's right. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon are up next right here.
Great job.
On Fox Sports Radio.
Stick and stay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!